This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Flour power. In this case, I'm talking about the flour made from wheat. Today we'll learn about a Kansas grist mill which is producing flour and benefiting the local economy. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week we learned about the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad, which runs excursion trains from Abilene to Enterprise, the location of the Hoffman Grist Mill. The mill is managed by Debbie and Terry Thompson. Thanks to railroad volunteer and retired K-State Department head Steve Smethers for the following information. In the 1860s, a miller named Christian Hoffman migrated from Sweden to Kansas. He saw a place along the Smoky Hill River where he could build a dam for a turbine which would power the grinding stone to grind wheat into flour. The Hoffman Grist Mill began operation in 1869. The mill initially produced about 60 barrels of flour a day. It became the focal point of the area, spawning a small community of settlers, many of whom worked for Hoffman's mill. The optimism and spirit of those settlers gave birth to the name of the village, Steve said, in honor of Mr. Hoffman's indefatigable spirit and the enterprising people who settled in the area. The community was named Enterprise, he said. Hoffman's milling business grew. By the turn of the 20th century, the Hoffman Grist Mill produced 1,200 barrels of flour daily. His flour was sold nationwide and beyond. In the era preceding hard red winter wheat, the variety that is grown by Kansas producers today, the River Valley farmers in the late 1800s grew Heritage Turkey Red, a strain of wheat brought to the region by Mennonite settlers, Steve said. Turkey Red made an excellent flour, and the availability of Hoffman's mill as a customer market ensured that area farmers grew a lot of the Russian wheat variety, he said. In 1886, the Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific Railroad was built through Enterprise, just south of the Hoffman Mill on the banks of the Smoky Hill River. A year later, the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe also entered Enterprise near the mill on the east side. The mill prospered for decades but closed during the Great Depression. Joe Minnick, the founder of the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad and a native of the area, was always fascinated by the Hoffman story. He decided to design and build a replica of the original mill on the south side of the Abilene and Smoky Valley right-of-way across the street from Hoffman's original plant. Minnick located grinding stones and other milling equipment that he fashioned into a reincarnation of the Hoffman Mill. He even commissioned area farmers to grow Heritage Turkey Red wheat for the replica mill, which opened in 2016. Today, the Hoffman Grist Mill produces several varieties of flour, including whole wheat, bolted or sifted white flour, and farina, often prepared as hot cereal. The mill also sells whole kernel wheat berries and cornmeal, and produces a pancake mix, a seasoned flour, and other special wheat-based products that are popular with tourists, train passengers, and area bakeries. One local bakery uses grist mill flour in making the cinnamon rolls that are served on AS&V coffee break trains. Also available at the grist mill are meat, cheese, honey, and other locally produced products. Visitors can drive to the mill or, when riding the excursion train, can tour the mill while the railroad's engineers turn their diesel or steam locomotives around for the return trip to Abilene. The Hoffman Mill is a popular attraction for tourists, schoolchildren, and train passengers, Steve said. It's a wonderful asset for a rural community such as Enterprise, population 708 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.hoffmanmill.org. Flour power. In this case, the Hoffman Grist Mill is producing flour and helping power the local economy. We commend Joe Minnick, Debbie and Terry Thompson, Steve Smethers, and all those involved with the Hoffman Grist Mill for making a difference by honoring the history of local wheat milling. As Steve says, the enterprising spirit which Christian Hoffman showed lives on in Enterprise. Flour to the people. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.